USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Insisting there is a crisis at the southern border, President Trump tours the construction of a new segment of border wall at Calexico, California.
Much of it's reinforced heavily and very, very hard to climb. If you want to climb that, pretty sharp up on top, too. If you want to climb that, you deserve whatever you can get.
The visit comes as record numbers of asylum-seeking families from Central America are crossing into the U.S. In Texas, Vice President Mike Pence announcing new sanctions against the Maduro-led government in Venezuela, saying Cuba has inserted itself into the situation.
Cuba's leaders are the real imperialists in the Western Hemisphere. The truth has to be told.
The United States on Friday targeting oil shipments from Venezuela to Cuba in its latest round of sanctions to pressure the Maduro government, aiming to choke off a crucial supply of crude to the communist island. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Former Vice President Joe Biden made a few jokes about touching people while speaking to the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Washington, his first public appearance since being accused by several women who've accused him of behaving inappropriately toward them. Biden tells reporters more people will probably come forward.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised, but I've had hundreds and hundreds of people contact me who I don't know and say the exact opposite.
A Colorado judge postpones the hearing of Patrick Fruzzi, who's accused of beating the mother of his child to death with a baseball bat and burning her body. Prosecutor Dan May discussed the issue while speaking with reporters.
We have postponed arraignment until May 24th at 8:30. We put on the record, and so did the defense counsel. We're still waiting for some testing to be done of some of the evidence, and we'd like to get more of that testing done before we hold arraignment.
29-year-old Kelsey Barrett went missing Thanksgiving Day, prompting a national search. Bill Cosby has agreed to settle lawsuits filed by seven women who say he defamed them when he accused them of lying about sexual misconduct allegations. This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, use my promo code USA.
Ohio Attorney General Ben Glassman says Brian Rainey, who claimed to be Timothy Pitson, a six-year-old boy who disappeared in 2011, is facing federal charges of making false statements to federal agents.
They identified themselves to him as an FBI agent. They administered Miranda warnings. They warned him that lying to a federal agent is a violation of federal law. He again repeated that he was Timothy Pitson.
The 23-year-old Rainey on Wednesday claimed to be the missing boy from Aurora, Illinois, and described how he fled from kidnappers and ran across a bridge into Kentucky. About 24 hours later, DNA tests showed he was lying. Democratic presidential candidates tout their plans on criminal justice reform and racial equality issues, highlighting the critical role black voters will play in choosing the party's 2020 nominee. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders took jabs at President Trump at Al Sharpton's National Action Network's conference.
It gives me no pleasure to tell you that we have a president today who is a racist, who is a sexist, who is a homophobe, who is a xenophobe.
Other speakers included Democratic Senators Kirsten Gillibrand, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, and Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper. The NCAA Men's Basketball Final Four in Minneapolis is a major sporting event that transcends the realm of just college sports. It takes place this weekend with two semifinal games Saturday, Auburn facing Virginia and Texas Tech playing Michigan State. The championship takes place Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.